Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at 72nd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined again by Jonas Carpignano. Welcome.
Thank you, good to see you again.
Jonas, well, I've seen you a few times all throughout the latest months, and now, of course, there's new news, which is about your shortlisting film here at Lux Prize, a wonderful achievement, I think.
Yeah, it came as a total surprise. We didn't even know that was going to go this far, and we made it to the final three, and it's pretty incredible.
I mean, the beauty of the Lux Prize, of course, is that you get to represent Europe that actually counts, and real topics that really should be the issue of everyone's. And today, especially your film Mediterranea, is one of the most relevant films right now in its tragedy as well. How does that feel as well? You know, you think you have some sort of, you're proud of having put so much effort in there, or at the same time you're also horrified that, you know, the topic is so relevant still?
I mean, you know, it's always going to be a mixture of both. For us, you know, the topic is very relevant in the sense it's in the news now, but it's been part of our reality for the past 5 years. So I've never really felt like, okay, we have to do it now because in 2015, everyone's going to talk about it. Like, when we started to make this film, boats were still coming over. We knew friends and relatives who weren't making it over. And, you know, the tragedy's been existing forever. So it doesn't really feel, I don't feel like an increased sadness as if we're taking advantage of the moment, because it's something we've been trying to capture for years and years.
I totally agree. But I link to something also, that it's the nature of cinema in general, but as images as well, is the fact that I sometimes, you know, like, as we said, like, not right now, the migrant crisis is everywhere, every day, every minute on the news. Do you think there's a risk of saturating the audience? Because there's always this sort of passive relationship with the image nowadays. And cinema, of course, there's an active part in that. But I mean with the images of the migrants, and of course, you know, like, it's very easy to forget that these are real people.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you couldn't have said it better. But the problem I have with a lot of news reports is that with that format, people sort of feel like they're being spoken at. You know what I mean? There's no dialogue. There's no individual that you're engaging with, right? So when I hear a story about 500 migrants capsizing, I hear about this umbrella term migrants. And there's no one person for me to latch on to, for me to relate to. And I think that's sort of the problem with the format, is that people just, like, don't love being spoken to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or spoken at, rather. And I think that, you know, facts can be very, very misleading, but when you can make someone engage emotionally with a topic or with a person, I feel like the issues can have much more emotional resonance. And that was the point of making Mediterranean.
And of course, Lux Prize is European Parliament, so, you know, there's nothing more official probably than a festival like the Lux Prize. And what would you love that the Lux Prize actually would talk to the people? So we said that we want an active dialogue between audience and, of course, filmmakers and cinema. So what would you like to hear all throughout the, you know, not as a trend, but as a wave of actually, you know, standing for human rights?
You know, to me, the ultimate success of the film would be if people were not talking about Mediterranean as, like, the immigrant film, but as, like, Aiva Sehun's story. You know, if people could sort of latch onto him as a single individual and sort of just, like, you know, feel that they are closer to the experience of what it's like to come over and live by relating it to his specific experience, I think we will have succeeded in doing what we want to do.
And of course, this will be helped by the fact that they will subtitle your film in 24 languages of 25. So that's pretty good for a filmmaker.
I didn't even know there were main languages in Europe.
Thank you so much, Jonas.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.